And welcome back in Game Day, sportsradio.com on the Friday morning blitz. Boji Wood with you, coming to you from the GameDaySportsRadio.com studios right south of Atlanta, Georgia. The morning blitz, always sponsored by Firehouse Subs, over 1,000 locations nationwide. Firehouse Subs, the hero of all subs. Now, of course, we'll have Mike Bernard in a little bit later on to have our Inside the Numbers show, our hour-long show that covers all the top college games for tomorrow and the NFL games for Sunday and, of course, Monday Night Football. But actually, we're going to bring him in earlier. We've made him get up about an hour earlier so we can take care of these three games that are going to be happening tonight. Mike, have you had your coffee? Are you up? Are you coherent at this early morning?
Sure. I've had my coffee, still drinking some now, matter of fact.
All right, good. Well, we appreciate you getting up early and doing this segment ahead of Inside the Numbers, which you've got to come back to do in a little over an hour, and you can get you a nap if you want to.
You're right.
All right, here we go. Tonight, 7 p.m. on ESPN, we've got number 23 South Florida visiting Tulsa, the Golden Hurricane, which is kind of apropos. Considering what's gone on the yesterday and the day before. But Charlie Strong has these Bulls 5-0, ranked number 23 in the nation. Last week it was a 58-42 win over UMass. Tulsa lost to Houston last Thursday 41-26. Did not look very good.
They didn't. Take a look at some key stats and trends for this game. Two things that stand out in this American Athletic Conference game. Number one, South Florida run defense. They're struggling. They're allowing 213 a game. But if you look closer, you'll see that Georgia Tech ran for over 400 yards. So that stat and average is a bit skewed. Second thing I'll point out, Tulsa. They're not the best covering team when it comes to covering the point spread. But when they face teams that are near their caliber, they're not good. But against better teams, they do pretty well. Tulsa is 11-2 against the spread when they play teams with a winning record.
All right, tonight 9 o'clock on the CBS Sports Network, we've got Air Force and San Diego State. Air Force shot Navy last week, 35-7, but they're only 2-3 on the year. San Diego State, they've rolled off four straight wins since their opening season loss to Stanford. Of course, Air Force runs the ball well, 255 yards per game, and they stop the run also, which is very common for teams that have good rushing attacks. Their defense is usually good at stopping the run. And the Falcons only allowing 104 yards per game. However, San Diego State, they're even better against the run, giving up only 61 yards on the ground. Now, if the Aztecs can play the option soundly and don't get caught out of position, I really like their chances in this game.
Yeah, San Diego State's a double-digit favorite. They're anywhere from 10 to 11. The total is really low. It's in the mid-40s. Couple of key stats. Air Force, they were once a very solid team against the spread, but coach, the last few years, not so much. They've only covered three of their last 17 conference games. That's a bit unusual for a Falcons team.
Another late kick on the East Coast, but a normal kick on the West Coast. We've got a 10 p.m. kick between Arizona and Utah, and the Wildcats go up to Salt Lake City. Again, both these two teams coming in at 3-2. You have two capable and exciting quarterbacks in this game, and Khalil Tate for Arizona and Tyler Huntley for Utah. Utah last week, they took care of Stanford pretty handily, 40-21. Kevin Sumlin's first year in Tucson really didn't start out well. He lost to Houston in the first game. But, you know, at 3-2, things seem to be settling down a bit for the Wildcats.
Yeah, they seem to be improving. When I take a look at some stats and trends, Arizona's last game was a win over Cal. The Cats won that game by 7, despite being outgained by 211 yards. They were +2 in turnovers. That helped them get a win there. That game was at home. Now they go on the road. And, Coach, statistically, they're a terrible spread team on the road. They've covered just 3 of their last 16 road games.
Okay, Mike, we appreciate you being with us for this short segment to cover the games that are going to be played tonight, of course. We'll have you back, it looks like, in about an hour and 23 minutes or so, and we'll start inside the numbers. So rest your voice for the next hour or so, and we'll come back with a full show of Inside the Numbers.
Will do. Got all my notes ready, ready to go.
All right. Mike Bernard from OTM Sports out in Las Vegas. Take a break. We'll be right back on GameDaySportsRadio.com.